Do you ever feel stuck with what to eat for lunch? Maybe you find yourself bringing the same old soggy sandwich or going through the drive-thru again because you are hungry and have nothing else. Do you wish someone would show you how to put together a filling, delicious, and macro-friendly lunch? Well, today, Faster Way trainer Kelly Chall, who shares lunchtime cooking with Kelly on Instagram, will school us on her what I'm calling fill the big bowl formula. She will share recipe components for both low carb and regular macro days and drop some brand names. Plus, there's a bonus lesson from her recent training for a full marathon. You will definitely want to take notes today. Welcome to the Fat Loss School Podcast. If you've been struggling with extra pounds, especially if you've hit the fabulous 50 mark, then grab a seat because this podcast is your ultimate fat loss classroom. I'm Amy Bryan, a 30-year public school educator and now virtual nutrition and fitness educator. My mission is to show you that losing fat and gaining energy, plus maintaining it long-term, is truly possible even at our age. Think of these few minutes together as a study hall where I share the cheat sheets for fat loss. Grab your notebook because class is officially in session and it's time to rewrite your wellness story. Welcome to Fat Loss School, Kelly Chall.
Kelly
is one of our lead trainers, and I invited her because she makes meal prep at lunch at work the most fun looking thing, the easiest looking thing, and she has Lunchtime Cooking with Kelly on Instagram. So, Kelly, tell us about yourself and what inspired you to make that kind of teaching happen for us on Instagram.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to chat today. Like you said, I am one of the lead trainers of the Fast Way to Fat Loss. I am a personal trainer. I'm married. I have two little girls. Well, one's 11, so she's not so little anymore, and a five-year-old. And I one day posted on Instagram my lunch. It was some random concoction of tuna and I don't know what else it was, but I had people comment saying that that was helpful for them to see. And so I did it again and more people, and I thought it was silly. I was like, I don't know if anybody, you know, is getting any value out of this, but people would comment and said that they look forward to it. Or then it would open up the door for questions of, you know, about macros and about how to save time and how to make things easier. So I kept posting them because I feel like if I can help somebody, especially something that I don't think is hard, I think it's easy. If I can show somebody else how to make that easy too and help save them some time or some stress, then I'm excited to do it.
I think that's part of the charm. You didn't get serious about it. You don't measure much. Sometimes you show us, but yeah, you just have fun with it. I've seen you dance and you disappeared like you're going down steps. You just had fun with it, and that makes it fun to watch.
Yeah.
And we appreciate learning and seeing how easy you make it.
Awesome. I will say the dancing part is the most stressful part of any video that I do. I'm like, I don't know. I have like three dance moves. That's it. And so I get really nervous. That's the most stressful part.
Well, you've just outed yourself. We thought you were a dancing queen. Well, there are two things that I just have to remark on about Lunchtime Cooking with Kelly. One is the scissors. Tell me about those scissors.
Yes. So they are called, they're salad choppers is what they're called. And I had a pair years ago and I would use them. My favorite thing in the world, and you probably know this if you watch Lunchtime Cooking with Kelly, is I just like to throw everything in a bowl and chop it up and eat it. I love like chopped salads. And so I hadn't used them for a while, or maybe I lost them. I don't know. And I was finding myself while I was doing the lunchtime things, like cutting up all my food. And I was like, wait a second, I know there's a better way. So a friend of mine, I had asked her about them. And so I bought a pair and then I would use them. And I literally use them every probably every day, whether it's, you know, lunchtime or dinner. And it's just like two blades of a scissor, but it has a little holder on the bottom. So you just put, I'll even put, you know, I use it to chop up salad and stuff, but you can take vegetables and kind of just chop them down. And to me, it just helps make everything, you know, I'm one of those people that likes to mix all my food. I know that's very controversial. I have learned there are people that do not like their food mixed and people that do. So with chopping it all up, it just is an easier way to eat it.
I am with you. I like to like a chopped salad as well.
Yes.
But tell everybody also, if they haven't seen you yet, about your bowl. Your bowl isn't a typical salad or cereal size bowl. Tell us about that.
Yes. So they are my favorite. I got them on Amazon. I think they're called, they're like, it's a plate, but a bowl. So it's the size of a dinner plate, but it comes up on the edges, because with chopping everything up, I would find like on a regular plate, it just kind of falls off. I have been known to make like a salad in like a big measuring bowl too. I'm not against that, but, I call them plate bowls, but I don't think that's actually what they're called, but they're the size of a dinner plate, but they just have kind of a, you know, a rim around it. So you can make a big salad or a big plate of whatever it is. And, they have turned into my favorite utensil.
Because in our faster way lifestyle, we're not trying to eat less all the time. We're trying to get in enough of the macronutrients. And so this is a way that you are eating a healthy amount of salad, not a little bitty starving salad.
Right. And honestly, I think when a lot of people think of a salad, they think of lettuce and veggies. And I will say probably the lettuce is the least of the things. I'll have mixed greens and I have rice for carb, and then I'll have protein and then sometimes other vegetables kind of thrown on top. But I guess I use the term salad loosely, because I feel like when I throw the mixed greens on there, it's a salad. But like you said, yes, it is. It's very protein heavy and macro conscious, where I look at my plate and I see making sure I have carbs, fats, and protein. And the ratio of carbs and fats will be determined by if it's a lower carb day or a regular macro day.
That was one of my questions about a formula. How do you decide what you're going to put in your bowl?
Yeah. So typically the mixed greens are kind of the staple. If it is a low carb day, I like to add avocado or guacamole. I find the little guacamole, the single serve ones, Costco sells a bunch of them. Those are super easy to throw in your lunchbox and bring with you. So low carb day typically will look like mixed greens, avocado or guacamole, protein, and then a more fatty dressing. There's a really good Primal Kitchen Caesar dressing that I like to do, put on there, and maybe it's chicken thighs or salmon or, you know, a little fattier, protein. And then on regular macro days, I love rice on lettuce. I love rice in general, but so I'll do mixed greens, rice, a protein, and then just be more cautious about your dressing. A lot of times fats will come from those condiments that we're putting on. So I'll either find a dressing that is lower in fat, or I like to put mustard. Mustard I think of as kind of like a free condiment. And I'll put mustard, or I love to make a batch of pickled onions. And so I'll put pickled onions on top, and then I'll pour a little bit of the liquid that's in there and mix that up. And it makes it it makes it so it's not dry. It gives it a liquid with the dressing.
So you do your own pickled onions?
I do.
What other kind of weekend prep is needed for you to be able to pull off this lunchtime cooking with Kelly all week at work?
Yes, that's a great question, because I don't have a lot of time during the week to prep a lot. I have kind of broken it up where I'll prep some on the weekend, and then I'll pick either a morning or an evening during the week to do it. Typically I stick to one protein, and some people might get bored of that, but this week, I had ground turkey. So I made a big batch of ground turkey. At the beginning of the week, I took one of the packets and did taco seasoning with it, and actually made kind of like a taco casserole for my kids. that rice, beans, ground turkey, put a little bit of cheese on it for them. And then the other batch, I just used it's just like a seasoning salt and cooked that up. So I'll have that. I batch cooked a big pot of rice. So I have that cooked already. So typically if I have a protein and a carb, sometimes it'll be sweet potatoes, sometimes it'll be rice. I'll make sure to make a big batch of that at the beginning of the week. And then if I need to, I typically on it like a Wednesday. And with the ground turkey or even chicken breast or chicken thighs, I'll just throw, as I'm getting ready in the morning, I'll either cook up on the stove, the ground meat, or I'll put chicken thighs or chicken breasts in the air fryer or the oven as I'm getting ready. So I think it's really important to know you don't have to carve out a ton of time to be able to cook it in the oven even, or in the air fryer. Just knowing that like, okay, I have kind of a go-to seasoning for chicken breasts. I'll put that on there. I'll throw it in the oven to bake while I'm getting ready, getting the girls ready. And then I'll have that and I'll either pull out whatever I'm going to take to work and then measure out at work. And then put the other in a glass container and have it for when I get home.
And it's so fun to watch how you make that entertaining and you make it look just so easy. Do you have a favorite dressing? Now, you mentioned Primal Kitchen, so that's a brand you like. Is there any other brand that comes to mind?
I do. I use Garlic Expressions a lot. I wouldn't say it's like the best in the dressing category. It does have canola oil in it, which isn't, you know, one that I would typically recommend. I have just found it's delicious. And it's an easy macro-wise one. It's not heavy in fats, but Primal Kitchen and Noble, I believe it's Noble Made. Both have really great, like sugar-free, dressings that are made with whole food ingredients. So like I said, the Caesar one is a great for higher fat days, low carb days. I really enjoyed that one. And I can't think of the rest off my head, but I know Primal Kitchen is a really great brand that is in line with, you know, whole foods.
Okay, do you have a warning, something that we could really get wrong while we're trying to be so easy as we imitate you?
Yeah, I would just say, well, going back to kind of the dressings, the toppings and condiments, I love salads or like a bowl, and they can easily be manipulated into low carb, regular macro, but you can also easily just kind of keep adding things on and not realize typically it's your fat content that is going up if you're adding, you know, seeds or nuts and dressings and all those things. So I, like you said earlier, sometimes will show myself tracking, you know, as I'm putting things together. And sometimes I'm not, but I'm cautious of what I'm adding into that bowl to make sure it's in line with macros. Because when we kind of step too far away from tracking, even if we're eating, you know, those whole foods and things that we think we should, we might be consuming too much or too little of them if we don't have that, you know, check in with the tracking. And also just making sure that don't take it too seriously or feel like you have to be, you know, this gourmet chef all the time. There are sometimes I get comments that people are like, that straight up looks disgusting. And I'm like, well, that is fine. You do not have to think it looks, you know, it all looks delicious, but I look at food, obviously I want it to taste good and I think it does taste good, but I also look at it as fuel. So instead of getting hung up on, is this pretty? And sometimes it is pretty, sometimes it's not. I used to have a hashtag when I would post pictures like ugly food needs love too, or something like that. Like ugly food is good. But just knowing that it's not always going to be a gourmet meal, you can find ways to transform leftovers for the next day. And also not thinking that you have to have everything planned on the weekend. That's why I brought up, I kind of in the middle of the week, we'll throw some things into the mix. Cause I think sometimes we put too much pressure on ourselves and think we have to spend hours in the kitchen on the weekend. And for me, I'm a full-time working mom. My husband works, you know, above full-time. Weekends are time with my family. And I really want to protect that. And I want to make sure that I'm not like, oh, sorry, kids, I can't hang out. I'm cooking all day. So just making sure to kind of take those pockets as you can. And I include the kids too. So with some of the meal prep, but I also know that I don't have to make and portion out and do all of these things on the weekend to set myself up. I can maybe spend an hour cooking it out, and you can portion it out as you go. So as long as you have the bases done, you can kind of portion them out throughout the week.
Well, Kelly, I have been a teacher for 30 years, but I want to tell you, you teach us every day.
Aww.
The Faster Way community knows you from teaching us in our living rooms as we are doing our workouts many mornings of our weeks, and we love you. I am so happy that you have joined me here to be a teacher of how to get those macros in and to fuel yourself well and not sweat the small stuff. Just make it easy,
Absolutely.
Make it fun. And I appreciate you doing that. For anybody that isn't familiar with Kelly, her last name is Chall, Chall. You can follow her at Chall Kale, Kel, on
yes.
Instagram. And you will see her doing lunchtime cooking with Kelly many times. But also, we have recently seen you do one thing that I just can't not talk about. We talk about over-exercising. We don't want everybody to over-exercise. And some of us like to do other things. We like to run. And you
yeah.
have recently done a full marathon?
Full marathon, yes.
Tell us how you fit in the training that you had to do to get to 26 miles of running at one time and not compromise your wellness by doing too much exercise. Will you share about that before you go?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that question. And I think it is so important because I've done marathons before where I didn't have kind of the principles of the faster or even that knowledge of what I have now with doing this past marathon that I did. And I went into them. It's really important when you're going into training for something to know what your goal is, because that's going to dictate your training and that's going to dictate what other areas of your life looks like. My goal with this was to run with a friend who had never run a marathon before, because I swore I would never run another one after my second, and to not be injured. Those are the only things. I wanted to make sure I could get through it without injury and that I could finish it. So I didn't have a time goal. I didn't push myself in that way. So I went about it knowing that I was getting in my strength workouts when we were filming workouts. And if I wasn't in workouts or filming, I was making sure I got at least 3 strength workouts, 30-minute strength workouts a week. And then I would have 2, sometimes 3 runs. And those runs, I really focused on an easy run, which was so hard for me because I never trained where I was trying to run slower or keep my heart rate at a certain level. So that was really hard, but I think it was a huge help looking back at it. I would have one day of speed work, which was maybe 2 miles, 2.5 miles. It wasn't very long. And then I would have a long run. And the longest we did in our training was 20 miles. And then honestly, after I hit my 20 mile run, I kind of fell off the training wagon of it because I was like, okay, if I could do 20, I can, you know, I could do the marathon. But I made sure that I was fueling my body. I made sure that I was eating enough food. I will be honest, I wasn't super disciplined in tracking because I was making sure I was hitting my minimum. But I wasn't super, super disciplined on not going over because I was adding in extra fuel or extra movement. So the extra fuel was used. And I would say I wasn't as intense in my workouts. I made sure that I got my strength training in, but I wasn't for the last 5 months, I wasn't even close to thinking about trying to PR in any lift or, you know, lift heavier than I normally do. So my thinking and my goals shifted more towards the endurance and the injury prevention. I made sure to do our active recovery at least once a week, our iso stretch, and pulled back a little bit on the strength workouts, but I still made sure I got them in, if that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense. That, my friends, is 2 lessons from Kelly Chall, and I am so thankful for you to spend some time with us today. Again, you can follow Kelly at Chall Kale on Instagram.
Thank you so much for having me. Thanks for chatting and all the fun things.
We love you, Kelly.
Right back at you.
That's it for this episode. If you've learned something today or enjoyed the lesson, please subscribe for future episodes, share with a friend, and please rate and review it, because that's the way others find this podcast. To connect with me, go to the show notes to see all the ways to connect, and grab a freebie while you're there. Until next time, eat smart, move often, and stay well.